833-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. And if you'd like to download this radio program podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is... I rushed that a little bit. Sorry about that. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Saturday, October 13th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Notice how I said it, you know. Tone and fluffy. Yes, big time.
Yes.
I took it down a
I like the song you were singing earlier, and I really hope you share
okay,
it.
Okay, here's the deal.
Today.
I went grocery shopping this morning with my family. I do that. I mean, just because I make $5 million a year doesn't mean I don't do my own grocery shopping, right?
Bradley Dean makes $5 million a year.
We better check his records.
We'll put it on the blogs, everybody.
Yes. So anyways, in saying that, I was at a pet store this morning, and...
shops at pet stores.
I was getting, I'll just kind of hold that to myself, but what I was doing is I asked to use the restroom really quick, and all of a sudden I heard this song. And I thought, you have got to be kidding me. And this is what it was, literally. It's this sick. Love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. Guess what the name of the song was?
Let's see here. This is a tricky one.
It was called.
I think I got it.
It's probably going to floor you. It's called Love.
No!
Yes, yes.
I was going to say that.
It was. And I kid you negative. So I called the office and I said, I started singing that. And I can't sing to save my life. I'm a drummer, friends. JunkyardProfit.com, JunkyardProfit.com. With that, I just thought, you know what? This is about as sick as it gets. I mean, I don't even think the burnt hippies would have played this back in the 70s, but they did listen to the Beatles.
That's true.
So
how do you excuse that?
You can't. There's no excuse for that.
It's like saying we went to the moon.
Did you know, Jake?
No, that didn't really make sense.
It's all right. It's all right. Hey. It makes sense to people that are mindless and when their brains are in someone else's head. But what was interesting about it is I'm listening to it, and then I thought to myself, this is so bad, so unprincipled, and it lacks love. It was just fluffy, emotional garbage. I can't stand that kind of stuff. I really can't. And you know what? I noticed the dogs in the pet store were going crazy. They were chasing their tails.
Yeah, just
trying to get their tails.
Circles.
Yeah, they started barking like, love. They were going, boof, 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 boof. That's exactly what they were doing.
No, this is intense.
Now, for those that don't know dog language, that's love.
That means love.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's the dialect of dog.
Isn't it weird? I mean, just think about this, friends. More money goes into humane foundations and societies in this country than in missionary work to preach the gospel in foreign countries. Isn't that crazy? And not all missionaries, by the way, but some missionaries, most missionaries, it's interesting they have to go overseas to preach the gospel that they don't practice over here in the United States. Isn't that interesting? They love other countries so much, but they don't love enough to reach out
here.
Oh, that totally amazes me. But anyways, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to my Facebook. Please do. You folks out there have been responding, and I totally appreciate it. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves, network with us. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E. You can follow me on my Twitter account. My Twitter account. Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. Remember, double E. And if you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And
indeed.
I just twittered this, I think it was yesterday or maybe it was this morning. Wisdom is neither in age nor in youth. It's in God. And our source of wisdom needs to be found on those biblical precepts that you and I understand, and that folks, you as the listener, tune in to hear every single day. Also, I want to bring to your attention on The Sons of Liberty on Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. We have a new membership program, and we invite you to become a part, become a son or daughter of liberty. It's important, folks. The numbers grow, and we continue to rise, and we have a focus
and shine.
An end in mind.
Isaiah 61.
Check out our new membership program on The Sons of Liberty on Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. It's the patriot-looking fella. You'll see it there once you pull it up.
He's also got a tricorn on.
That's a tricorn. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
That's a sweet hat. I was thinking about getting
totally.
One myself.
Totally.
And maybe if you become a son or daughter of liberty, you can get a tricorn. Take a picture and send it to
us. I would like to see that. As a matter of fact, speaking of tricorn and patriots and our logo, when we were just in Arlington, Virginia, just recently, doing tea parties, we actually met George Washington.
That's true. George Washington.
Explain who he is. We got 1 minute before the break.
G.W., as a matter of fact, I've got his little
great stuff.
Here.
He really knows his stuff. And you see him all over the country, friends, as George Washington.
Yep. He puts together
a
constitutional
concordance. Do you think it's goat hair
concordance.
Or yak? Or what kind of hair do you think that is? Or human hair?
I haven't actually asked him yet.
I want to know. Because if it's yak, because folks, them wigs back in the day, they were made out of goat's hair and yak.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to brush their teeth. And I'm not kidding. This is all factual stuff, folks. Check it out for yourself. If George Washington didn't have teeth made out of wood, I'll tell you what he brushed his teeth with. This is factual stuff, too. I'm looking at Jake here, friends. Did you know that it was made out of pig's hair?
Yeah.
Their toothbrush.
That's pretty gross.
That is real. No, not pretty. That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is redonkulous.
It's dirty.
Why didn't they make it like out of donkey hair or something? That's how redonkulous it is.
I don't know.
Folks, listen carefully. What counts is not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. Let me say it again. What counts is not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. She is just out and left. Where are you at?
She's trying to close the show.
Okay, we'll be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. I want to get to a whole plethora of topics today. Jake, you wanted to get Chris Matthews out of the way. When we were at the RNC in Tampa, Florida, a month and a half ago, the Republican National Convention, Chris Matthews from MSNBC, their new motto is lean forward, which is communism, friends, totalitarianism. That's why these people, what they do is they see that the Constitution stands in their way and Republican form of law stands in their way. So what they want to do is remove it, and they just keep driving over the top of it until the American people say that's enough. That's totalitarianism by force, and they reverse meanings of everything. To say that, Chris Matthews is right in front of me from MSNBC, the hardball guy. It's interesting how he picks his guests, isn't it? Just the type of guest that won't retaliate.
Yeah.
Or they'll just know a little bit about what they're talking about, but he'll never really pull anybody out that knows what they're talking about. And if he does by accident, he'll pervert their meaning the best way that he can. They do this all the time. But I wanted to get next to Chris Matthews, and I was hoping that he was going to come out. He's a big dude, by the way. And we didn't get the opportunity to see him because we were meeting someone. We were doing an interview up at a movie theater. A level up from where MSNBC was. And I wanted to ask him the definition of communism. But what happened today was a lady actually, you can go ahead and set it up for me, Jake.
Yeah, she said it. She said, he's a communist, buddy. This is when Chris was out wandering around with a microphone, so it wasn't a controlled audience. And most of it was an Obama crowd. He was not expecting this. Folks, listen to this. It's on The Sons of Liberty on Facebook.
Who are you and why are you here?
I'm Ann Williams. I'm here supporting Obama.
Yeah, it's an Obama crowd.
Carrie's situation.
We are an example of somebody. My husband and I have six children. We have worked hard our whole lives, and at the end of June, my husband lost his job, and for the first time in our whole lives, we are without health insurance.
Okay, let's get back to this lady. Who said communist down here?
Good for them.
What did you mean by that?
Well, all you have to do is study it out. Just study it out, and you'll see. You haven't done your homework, buddy.
And what do I need to study?
He's a communist. And those of us who are not voting for him know it.
And what do you mean by communist?
You don't know?
No, just tell me. Help me out here.
You don't know?
I just want to know what you mean.
Oh, I know what I mean.
Well, help us out. You're on national television.
Oh, I know I'm on national television.
For all 50 viewers.
Well, tell me what you mean when you just accuse the guy of being a cop. Do you think he's
you
an American?
You just study it out.
Is he an American?
Oh, no.
He's not an American.
No.
What is he? What country is he from?
He, just because he was born here doesn't mean that he thinks like us. He's a communist, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
He's a communist, buddy. Right on Facebook at The Sons of Liberty. This is how people reacting.
You know what she should have said? No, but this is good for the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians.
Take the ground.
That are getting involved, and they're taking it right back at these totalitarianism.
That's right.
And shoving it right back in their face.
Yep.
That's exactly what needs to happen. But what do you mean he's a communist? What she should have said is he looks and acts just like you do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there
That's
you go.
All she should have said.
And your network. And then Chris would say, what do you mean? What do you mean? Well, you forsake God out of all your models. You literally attack God. You attack the moral foundations and the Constitution. And you tell me what a communist is if that's not communism.
The other day, jumping ship, talking about a different topic real quick, we did an interview with Jim Graves. He's running for
Congress in the 6th District of Minnesota against Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
I told Jake after the radio program, they're going to go after Jim Graves. Now, this is my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
He was a cool guy. Nothing bad to say about him. Don't know him enough to go railing on him, neither.
As a person.
That's the truth.
Yeah, his policy, there's a lot of bad things to say about
him. And we asked him during the interview,
mm-hmm.
every single one of them.
Yep.
Did you know this? Did you know that? And then once we got on the issue of the Constitution and the Word of God and our foundations,
yeah.
he said, literally, can we change topics?
Yeah.
Okay? He didn't know. Okay? But what I did say, right after the radio program, I said they're going to go after Jim Graves. And that's exactly what they did, friends. They took the time to post this in a local newspaper, if that's what you want to call it. I want to read it for you, line upon line, precept upon precept.
I do like that, if that's what you want to call it.
But you know what? I thought it was so good, and I'll share with you as we go along as to what I'm talking about, where the good was in. Because in their confusion, they blurred out the truth.
That's true.
And this truth was set real well, okay? I go on here. Talk about an odd couple. This is the article, friends. Yesterday, Jim Graves called into Bradley Dean's radio show and did a fairly lengthy interview with Minnesota's most notorious tracksuit-wearing homophobe. See, what these fools forget is I do public schools, and that was one thing that they have never, ever asked me.
No.
What do you do, Bradley Dean? I do public high schools. So I'm a homophobe for protecting the students
That's
from
right.
indoctrination.
Yep.
The banter between Dean's sidekick, Jake, homosexual lifestyle literally kills gays. Well, doesn't it?
That's what it does.
Macaulay, McMillan, and Graves was surprisingly genial. But the interview was less than revealing. As Dean and Macaulay seemed more intent on taking shots at Graves, I didn't hear anybody take a shot at Graves at all. What? They're just not used to real issues
that's
being
right.
discussed.
That's right.
They're used to teleprompters because that's what their king in chief does.
Mm-hmm.
I go on. More intent on taking shots at Graves' pro-choice and pro-gay stances than they were in actually asking the congressional candidate questions. Wait a second. Why am I going to deal with the branches on the tree rather than what's on the trunk?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't think that far. I go on. Nonetheless, Graves did drop one interesting nugget. When asked to respond to some of the pro-Bachman attack ads that have been running on local television, here's what he said. Emphasis mine. What happens, unfortunately, Jake and Bradley, is people like to throw negative ads out there and try to do things and try to frame people. You mean like from the article that I'm actually reading?
Yeah.
What a fool.
That's what people
what
do.
A fool, dude. I go on. And you know, let me be right up front, said Jim Graves. I think Michelle Bachman as a person is a wonderful person. True that.
Mm-hmm.
She's the mother of five kids. She's done wonderful work with being a foster parent. I don't see anything wrong with Jim Graves saying that. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. The truth.
Mm-hmm.
And shame the reporter.
That's right.
Okay.
In the paper.
This election is not about Michelle Bachman or Jim Graves. It's really about who can serve the people, steward for the people's needs, and represent them honorably and with integrity and honestly and hard work in Washington. And Jim Graves goes on, it's not about trying to trash the other person. Now keep in mind, friends, the very people that wrote this article trash Michelle Bachman constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly. Okay? Straining at the gnat while they swallow the camel. I go on. Sounds like the words of a man who is guided by a strong moral compass, right? But for a long time, Bachman supporters Jake and Bradley, huh?
I remember this part.
I don't remember this part neither. Have you ever one time heard us say anything as far as supporting the issues of politics? Or do you always hear us talking about the issues of morality, Jake?
Yeah.
Which exposed the corruption in politics.
Yep.
I think so. As a matter of fact, they did such a good job, they took Michelle Bachman and they put her up on the left side. And they took another pitcher and put Jim Graves on the right side. And they took Bradley Dean, me, moi, we, and put me right in the center. I said to Jake and I said to the crew, they couldn't have done a better job. Now, in your ignorance, you're beginning to understand who I have always said that I am. I'm not an aristocrat. I'm not a Democrat, dummies. I'm a Christocrat. For once in your life, you local bloggers, you finally got it right. You finally got it right.
Good for you.
Totally. Here's how Dean concluded the interview, which you can listen to here. We got to get out of politicians. That's what he said. Friends, moral. We got to get them to a repentant state before a just and a holy God so we can have the liberties that our forefathers gave unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, by George, he's right. He's exactly right.
Good conclusion.
Because then we're not going to have economic problems if our politicians understand
right.
thou shalt not steal.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to have sexual misconduct within Congress or our politics neither, because guess what's going to happen? They're going to follow the rule, thou shalt not commit adultery. and they're going to remain faithful to their wife. And if they can do that, my little local bloggers, guess what? Then we can trust them to run the country, right? But you prefer That's people right. that are unfaithful. They're called infidels. You prefer people that steal money, and you get behind them. Now, you tell me, where is the mud? Is it upon me or is it upon you? But I do want to say this, to bring it to a close of this letter. I do thank you for at least, in your confusion, blurting out the truth, because this is the first time you've ever gotten it right. And you didn't mean to get it right. But I thank you for it.
And nice job. And as you
Great
said,
job.
In your confusion, you blurt out the truth. Now, many folks out there may be wondering, oh, what kind of a publication is this? Daily, folks, when you stand for Christ, daily, he will vindicate his truth.
Yeah, you know what he said in his stupidity here, in his immorality? Morality is all about opposing abortion and fealty to the Christian God. You mean, so like abortion's cool? Well, hey, to the guy that wrote this article, I'm just curious. It's a good thing Mama obeyed the laws of God, isn't it?
Yep.
Now what do you think he's got to say, Jake?
Next article.
This is why next they article. Never call in, Jake. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze-Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Jake, did you want to welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends? 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Dick, did you want to add two?
I was going to say, in the
what say you, brother?
Last couple weeks here, we've been adding quite a few stations. And one, we just got, and thank you so much for responding on Facebook. Again, The Sons of Liberty, The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Listening now on AM 1470, Truth Radio in Knoxville. Cool. I appreciate what you do. God bless your ministry, and God help America. Thanks for filing in, folks. We like it when you call in, but you know what? Stay in connection with us. Keep Facebooking us. Keep sending us messages.
In contact.
We will share.
In connection's okay, right. Too, but I would have said in contact.
In connection.
See, this is what happens after you become kind of seasoned in writing commentary.
That's true.
You just think about every little thing you do and say.
Speaking of commentary.
Especially when you have enemies, because enemies are good.
Right.
They teach you how to sharpen your sword.
Yes, they do.
Go ahead.
They teach you. Southern Poverty Law Center. Tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center. Right on the front page of Right Side News. Thank you, Right Side News. Thank you, Bradley Dean, for a wonderful article. And this one's gaining traction even today. So it continues to go. You're finding out now, folks, and we centralize it all on our Facebook page, The Sons of Liberty, but all of these outlets are starting to pick it up on a daily basis throughout the week. As we told you last week with Life Site News, there's just a lot of stuff happening right now and a lot of information to get spread around. The videos on these columns are important. You hear us talking about them all the time. If you haven't clicked on one, click on it. It's great. You send your relatives, your coworkers, your bosses to convey the message, and it's done through video. You can be the middle guy and just pass it along and ask them, what's your feedback on this? What's your opinion on this? Because it drives truth home in the video, and you leave with it either converted or you willfully stand against it, which is what our press is nowadays.
And we don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Why stand against that which
is... Yeah, you know, we've heard this for so long. God bless America, and we've seen that God has blessed America.
Yeah.
How about America bless God now and obey him?
That's right.
Right?
And that would be love, right? If we love our country, do we love our country?
Well... The keeping of the commandments is what? It's not grievous.
That's right.
That is love.
And it is love.
Read 1 John, friends. A true story is told of two men who thought it would be okay to go duck hunting 2 weeks before the season opened. They took with them a retriever, a little dog, a brand new truck, decoys, fake little duckies, plenty of ammunition, bullets, of course, and a couple of sticks of dynamite. When they first arrived, they noticed that the lake that they had chosen was all frozen. This was a big problem. One of them had a great idea. He would go to his truck, get a stick of dynamite out of the back, and then blow a big hole in the middle of the lake that was frozen over, throw down the decoys, and then have a heyday shooting at all the little duckies. So he did just that. He went to his truck, pulled out the stick of dynamite, lit the fuse, and then threw it right smack in the center of the lake. One thing that dude forgot, though, is that he brought his retriever, his little dog, with him. And as faithful as that little dog was, he ran after the stick of dynamite, put it right in his mouth, and then began to run back to guess who, friends? His owner. The owner, in fear of being blown up, ran to get his rifle, then began shooting at the retriever in hopes that he would not come back to him. The retriever then was scared away and ran right under the brand new truck with a stick of dynamite in his mouth. Guess what blew up?
I just heard something blow up out of my right ear.
Guess what blew up, folks? You got it. The retriever in the brand new truck. His breaking of the law was the very thing that nipped him right in the butt. The things that blew up were the very evidence of his guilt. Friends, God is not mocked for whatever a man sows. That shall he also reap. Forget it not. I think it's important, too, for people to understand that this happens on a daily basis. I mean, for example, if I took a kernel of corn and dropped it into the soil of the ground, what's it going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce after its own kind. If I plant corn, I'm not going to reap wheat. If I plant bad seeds, I'm not going to reap a good harvest, am I?
No.
God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It says in the book of Proverbs that it rains on the just and on the unjust. What does that mean? It means whatever sort of seed that you planted into the soil, God rains on all of it. And you're going to reap the harvest, good or bad. You know, one of the things I think people need to understand, too, is when you begin to look at natural circumstance, like, for example, we talked about this a little bit in Maryland, and I wanted to kind of get onto the topic again real quick. But you ever ask the question as to why is it that Hollywood portrays Christianity as weak all the time? Why would that be the case? Why does the enemy of your soul always want to represent Christ as being the weak one? When in fact, though Christ was crucified, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that believe it's the power of God unto salvation. See, after Jesus Christ was destroyed, friends, by those that thought they were getting the upper hand on him. You remember when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? It's interesting to note that the Bible says, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They wouldn't have touched him. Because the Bible says in the book of Colossians, spoiling principalities and powers, making a public spectacle of them openly and shamefully. Just read the book of David, the book of Psalms.
That's right.
So let's ask the question, what happened to Herod, Antipas, and the Herodians? What happened to those that messed with God's kids, namely Christ and John the Baptist and others? Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. You remember that? Mm-hmm. And Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. In the summer of A.D. 39, Antipas, his money and territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were exiled, and Antipas died miserably. Did you ever hear about that, friends? I didn't think so. Nah, this Christianity stuff is just weak, man. Really?
No, turn the other cheek.
Yeah, just turn it around. But Keep in mind, the cross was a judgment upon the prince of the power of the air. They forgot about that, didn't they? What about Pontius Pilate? The one that put his hands in the water and, you know, before all the people, he's just trying to be an innocent guy and said, hey, listen, I'm washing my hands clean from this. But what he failed to tell you, friends, is that you reap what you sow. See, his wife told him, have nothing to do with that just and holy man.
That's right.
But he didn't listen, did he? Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. This is history, friends. Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, A.D. 37 through 41, and was exiled to Gaul and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. Wow. Well, what about Judas? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Judas. I mean, he goes over, he betrays him with 30 pieces of silver. And what happens after that? He comes over and says, listen, I'll conveniently hand you over to him. This is Judas telling the devil's minions that. And what did he do? He at length, after he kisses the Son of Man, after he gives him a kiss and betrays him, at length he goes and hangs himself, and the Bible says that his innards gushed out. It's called the field of blood today, friends. I bet you probably didn't know about that, neither did you.
Everybody reads about it.
They read about it. The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, rejected him. Listen to this carefully, friends. This is what happens when a government rejects Christ. Being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek king of glory, meek meaning power under control, the Son of God, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusings, for as they preferred the emperor, we have no king but King Jesus, remember his murderers said? They rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were almost horribly destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. Well, what happened to those people that were shouting, crucify him, crucify him? Wow. Well, they were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 A.D., about 40 years after the passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000. That's King James Version, friends. Besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and provinces to vile slavery, and 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, part otherwise most cruelly were slain. But I bet we never heard about that, did we, neither? If you want to find that, friends, you can go ahead and find it in Fox's Book of Martyrs. How come we never hear about that? How come Hollywood and everybody thinks it's okay to just go ahead and bash at Christians? What did the Lord say, Jake, in Psalm 2? It's interesting how the kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and his anointed. But what was the response from heaven?
The Lord shall laugh at them and have them in great derision, which means to despise and to mock and to ridicule. That's what it literally means. He will mock, ridicule, and scorn them. Yeah. It's like they're anything to God. They're nothing to God.
Well, the Bible says that all nations are but a drop in the bucket, and the government is upon the shoulders of his son.
And he spans the universe in his hand. We're talking about our creator,
not
some scary, spooky dude with lots of money. We're talking about the creator of the universe.
No, he's my father. And he ain't spooky at all.
All redemption when Christ was crucified, because he gave himself into sinners' hands, if they would just look, instead of saying we have a victory, they would look and see the redemption that was given to them, even through that blood. At the end of it, Christ has been crushing tyranny ever since because of that power. There's no weakness in that.
And that's not his desire. He desires that all come to the knowledge of the truth.
That's right.
But men choose to be wicked. There's mercy for those that don't know the difference between right and wrong, friends. Mm-hmm. But in this country, we all have the Bible. And we're all going to be held responsible. And there's those that are wicked who know what they do.
That's right.
And they that know what they do, they better know what they expect because it's coming.
That's right. And if there is mercy, Christ does not forsake mercy to any, but when you willfully reject Christ and you become wicked, then guess what? Then you make a prey out of his creation. And God don't play that.
No.
God is a father. He is a friend. But he's also a judge. And his justice is mercy to those that are innocent.
And people need to understand, when you look in Scripture, the Bible says that he was one that spoke boldly and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious scumbags of the earth.
Yes.
The Bible says he spoke as one that had authority and walked in authority, because the Bible says that Christians, real Christians, are witnesses of the resurrection, not of the carnal man. The Bible says that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life.
That's right.
And there's a big difference. I can know the word, but I can know the word. And I think there's quite a bit of a distinction there, and people need to understand. When I come back, I want to talk about Voltaire, because the atheists love to boast on this guy. But does anybody know what really happened to Voltaire? Remember this guy? He's the guy that said he's going to take 12 stinky fishermen and make them a thing of the past?
Along with
well,
let's the Bible.
Just see how the Lord honored that. Or what about Mussolini, Jake?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we need to talk about old Mussolini.
Fine.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Sons of Liberty. SonsofLibertyRadio.com. Talking about, well, you reap what you sow. You really do, no matter who you are. No matter who you are, you're going to reap what you sow.
I love the phrase before that, God is not mocked. So you can make a surety of this. The king of the universe will not be mocked. He's not used by any man. He's not any man's puppet. He's not any man's little idol sitting on the shelf that people pray to. He's God.
Isn't that why you serve him?
And this is
for just
sure.
And holy.
That's right. Who else would you serve? You don't serve man. You serve God. Our founders, no king, but King Jesus. Why? Because Christ is the liberator of men's souls. Because Christ is the king of the universe. Because the government sets on his shoulders. And who did they appeal to? After they chopped down the Liberty Tree, the British, thinking that they were going to squelch the confidence of the colonists for their seeking
of liberty.
Which only
encouraged them.
That's right. They put it on a flag, and then they said, we appeal to heaven.
You know what's incredible about that, and I'll let you finish your train of thought? Is, friends, in this country, what you have to do is you have to pay attention to corruption and let their cruelty, let it only grow the ranks.
That's right.
Let it grow the ranks, friends. Because that's exactly what's happening. They're reaping what they're sowing.
Yep.
They are at length. You can only oppress a people for so long before they respond.
And that's the key. It's the people. Now, oftentimes in leadership, and I'll just use the example here in the state of Minnesota, because obviously the marriage amendment is coming. So many people that were, quote, family leaders, you know, in organizations that were family leader, they didn't ever want to talk about the crimes of the homosexual because they said it turned people off and people got weirded out. So what did the Sons of Liberty do? We created a video and said, look to Canada. Look at the atrocities and look at the crimes. Look at the criminality of the homosexual lobby.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so now I get
emails. And
what
their intent was.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It shows you fast forward. Yes, you do need to show the crimes against the people.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would anybody consider changing their mind on a topic?
And keep in mind, this is the people that are portraying themselves as the victim that are creating laws to shut up anybody that speaks out against them.
Yep.
Ooh. Don't play the fool, friends.
That's for sure. And then I get last week, and I'm starting to get more, look at Canada, look at Canada, all these emails. They're having speakers come in from Canada talk about how extreme the gay lobby is in Canada.
Yeah.
And the way that people try to strain at the gnat and swallow camels by going through and dissecting. Listen, the bottom line is they're going for the age of consent.
That's right.
Period.
Anal age of consent down to 14. What does that have to do with gay marriage, friends?
This is the political parties in Canada. Now, people say, well, it hasn't happened yet.
Well, look
why are they pushing for it? Hello?
Who's pushing for it is the question.
One of the
Barney Franks.
Barney Frank in this country.
That's right.
Of course.
Yes.
Because we don't want to limit love, right?
Right.
So they've debated.
It's not
it,
love, it's lust.
And it's perversion. This is sick. These wackos are sick in the head.
Yes.
There
now get back to the Liberty Tree.
So back to the Liberty Tree. They create a flag for it, and they appeal to whom? Heaven. Why? Because at that particular time, Britain's strong arm, their muscle that they had, naturally speaking, went and chopped down their Liberty Tree, and the colonists couldn't stop it. But what they did is they said, well, you know what? We have another power that's stronger than yours. It's the power that gave us rights, that instilled them into us, that gave us natural liberties, and that put within us a conscience to be able to discern between right and wrong, and we'll appeal to that heaven. Same way that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego appealed to the God of heaven when the king, the all-powerful king of Babylon, who ruled the world, said, bow down to my gods or I'll throw you in a furnace of fire.
Can I interject this? Because this is really important. This is a little branch off the trunk that you're running down right now. But who was it in those colonies that destroyed the arm of the tyrant King George? And in America, they're trying to turn people against them. Just take one guess. Who are they? Come on, Jake.
Christian preachers.
Remember the Patriot?
Yeah.
Well, who was destroying King George and the tyrant? Who's doing it? It was the farmer.
Yeah.
It was those guys called the militia.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
That was the army.
No. I just, when you were talking about it, I just thought, wait a second, the colonies. And it was the militia, those colonies, mm-hmm. that threw off the chains of a tyrant.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And what do you have today? You have a media trying to demonize the militia.
Yeah.
Why? But yet everybody 18 to 31 years old, I believe you can go out and throw that statue up. Throw the statue up. The militia. Who are they? 18 to 31 years old, and you are male. Guess what, friends? You are the militia. They're trying to demonize anybody that stands together against tyranny.
Yeah, this is good. Like, there's a separation between you, even listening to this radio show, or a citizen in a community, and America. Who is America? We are America. Mm-hmm. So if we are America, who defends America? Yeah. We do.
Who's trying to bring this divide between the people and its government?
That's right. Yep.
The media.
Same story, different day.
That's right.
Because King George would try to get a hold of what? The publications. The
what were the Sons of Liberty, Jake?
The preachers.
And that's right. I'm not talking about just the Black Regiment, but who was the Sons of Liberty? They were the ones that were awakening the colonies.
They were the alternative news source, if you will.
Amen.
Because they were putting out flashes, and they were serious about it. They were meeting on a regular basis.
Thank you.
And they organized with the power that Christ put in men's hearts, because even as they pitched the tea and the tea party down into the harbor, they said, our conscience should be subservient to no tyrant's power. Our conscience is subservient to Christ.
Yeah, the media correspondence is what the Sons of Liberty ran, because the media could not be trusted. I'm sorry, I stand corrected. According to federal statute, Title 10, Chapter 13, Section 311, all males between the ages of 17 and 45 or either citizens of the United States or have declared their intent to become citizens are members of the unorganized or reserve militia.
You know, I love that too.
Wow.
Have declared an intent to be a citizen.
You would think government would want good organized militia in their country.
They do.
That's why they have the National Guard, right, Jake?
Yep. They do.
But what did the tyrant King George do? He used his military against the colonies.
That's right.
Anybody that stood up against him, standing armies, friends.
Yep.
But we're kind of off base. Jake, go ahead and finish your point.
Well, I think to conclude it all, and I wanted to get this quote because it's a very good quote. And it's from when they were pitching the tea into the harbor. And here it is. Okay. A freeborn people are not, listen to this, required by the religion of Buddha, Allah. No, those are actually, if you look at it, those are dictatorship-born religions, are not required by the religion of Jesus Christ to submit to tyranny, but may make use, this is your right by God, folks, may make use of such power as God has given them to recover and support their laws and liberties. We implore the ruler above the skies that he would make bare his arm in defense of his church and people and let Israel go. That's what they proclaimed in 1973. Amen. And what happened?
Them weirdos, man.
Wackos, loonies.
Them heretics, man.
We'd be so much better if we just
forsake religious
all that garbage.
Nuts, I'll tell you, man. We're 300 Christian churches to one to any other religion? And we're not a Christian nation.
Where did our liberty come from?
Isn't that something? Let's get to Voltaire real quick. Were you done?
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
I digress.
I hear a big sigh coming back from the listeners.
Everybody's clapping.
Yes. Voltaire. This is the guy that said that he would take all the 12 stinky fishermen and make them a thing of the past. But history tells the story of the renowned atheist, which, by the way, during the foundation of our country, Ben Franklin said there's no such thing as an atheist or an infidel. Unfaithfulness, infidelity. Not to be found. He said if it was there, it was in secret. He was talking about those that were committing adultery. It wasn't there. But how did the rewritten revisionists...
Oh, these guys were drunkards and adulterers.
Totally.
Obviously.
But you got to keep in mind, history is hung by men who hung heroes.
You can see who writes the history. It's people that are drunkards, adulterers, and deists.
Oh, they stink.
Yes.
Yeah, they smell like beef and cheese.
Yeah, like fishermen.
History tells the story of the renowned atheist. By the way, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole, neither is there my military friends out there. Amen. Voltaire, one of the most aggressive antagonists of Christianity, He wrote many things to undermine the church. Just think about the atheist that didn't believe in God was an antagonist to Christianity.
He's attacking
God. Well, if he
God.
Doesn't exist, then what are you doing?
Yeah, why are you attacking?
Why do you spend your whole life trying to prove that somebody doesn't exist if it's sure. not real, dummy?
Did he write books against the Easter
Bunny? You know how
you
confuse an atheist, right? Just ask him where he came from. No. Or ask him how to tell the difference between right and wrong. And then ask him who told him that.
Yeah, where does that come from?
That's right.
My parents. Where'd they get it from?
That's right.
Their parents.
Are you trying to get me to say that they came from Adam and Eve? Yeah, I am.
Trying to say that God made us with that?
Who's the originator of law, dog? I'm not going to say God. I know it's God.
But
you know, the Bible even says the devils believe and tremble.
Yeah, at least they're smart enough to acknowledge it.
This antagonist of, well, this bad guy of Christianity, Voltaire, he wrote many things to undermine the church and once said, Jesus Christ, curse the wretch. And in 20 years, Christianity will be no more. My single hand will destroy the edifice it took 12 apostles to rear. Needless to say, Voltaire was less than unsuccessful. And on his deathbed, a nurse who attended him was reported to have said, for all the wealth in Europe, I would not see another atheist die. It was as if a man was falling into the flames of hell itself. The physician waiting up with Voltaire at his desk said that he cried out with utter desperation, I'm abandoned by God and man. I will give you half of what I am worth if you will give me 6 months of life. Then I shall go to hell and you will go with me. Oh, Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. How'd that work out for Voltaire?
God is not mocked.
And it was also said that on his deathbed he was crying out for a preacher. Isn't that interesting? And 50 years later, friends, his house reproduced Bibles for the world to read.
Bible preaching.
God's Word. I'm going to come right back after this. We got hour two coming up. Stay with us, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com.